Indeed.
Brad Evans versus Ben Ellis.
Yep. Brad Evans so, bringing a 2 wins, 11 losses. Well, Ben Ellis.
Ben Ellis, 8-0 amateur. Cage Warriors Academy champion. And make his professional debut.
Yeah. Interesting matchup, I think.
Yeah. Brad Evans, he's got a really good ground game.
Mm-hmm.
Good stand-up. Yep. And he's got the gas tank to go to a decision. But with amateur, he's got a lot of the decision wins. But then you got to look at, that's only a 9-minute fight.
Yeah, another 6 minutes.
You can
hit
for like
pro
6 minutes extra, is it? In a professional fight.
Yeah,
it's against
minutes.
Brad Evans, had 13 of them.
Yeah.
I know his record doesn't show how good he is, but Brad Evans comes like to fight and he's fought a lot of good people. Like he's fought Jordan Peake in his for his debut. He lost unfortunately like punches. Yeah. But like but Jordan Peake's up there for amateur. He's fought like Josh Reed.
Yeah, did Jordan Peake win the Grand Prix?
No, he was a finalist.
Or finalist, yeah. I knew he was there.
He lost against Dan Williams.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you look at the people he's fought, like Josh Reed, he fought for the title.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan Peake, you know, finalist in the World Championship. The Grand Prix, yeah. So... he's not shying away from a challenge, is he?
No, easier to fight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah.
I reckon Ben Ellis is going to pull her off, but it's going to be good. What's your prediction?
Yeah. I haven't seen much of Ellis. I haven't seen much of Brad either, but I think Ben Ellis will get it. Maybe that's a bias thing, you know, a Welsh thing.
I think Brad Evans is Welsh.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in the red corner as well, so I'm guessing he's Welsh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is he in the red corner? No, he's not.
Fair. Oben Elliott now. You know.
Against. Who's going to try and pronounce his name?
Oh, you can do that. Skikem Buwale.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skikem Buwale.
Oh, wow. Emphasis.
Add the French into it.
Yeah.
So Oban winning his professional debut in Cage Warriors Academy by second round Kimura.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Oban's winning all his fights around to within a distance, but I think one of them went to the fourth round, which he still won by TKO.
Fair.
And you're looking like he's fighting like people's here to fight and finishing in the first round. So,
He doesn't like his striking is so diverse as well. He can go up top with the kicks, his punches deadly.
He's all round dead. Wherever he's went to the ground, he's finished the fight. When he's standing up, he's finished the fight.
Yeah, he's had a few submission wins, hasn't he, in amateur?
Yeah, he finished 34 second rear naked choke for the Grand Prix final.
Yeah. Yeah, remember. Hi, Mum. Yeah. We.
Right.
Yeah, I'm back.
Right. So yeah, he fought good people. Brett Hart said he fought and finished, and Brett durable.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, Boile is bringing a record of 0 wins and 2 losses. No idea, never heard about him, no offence to him, his opponents.
Neither have I.
And you can obviously see he's got a gas tank to go to a decision.
Yeah.
And you can see he's got submitted.
Yeah. Third round, 51 seconds.
If you look at his amateur, chaos TKO second round, and submission second round.
Yeah.
So, he's got weaknesses on the ground because he's got submitted. But then he's got strength on the ground because he's submitted someone else. We don't know about his stand-up, apart from he's got a knockout.
Seems like he's pretty well-rounded. You know, for but this is just us looking at the record. But, you know, we don't know. We've never seen actual footage.
We don't know about him, but watching Orban's fights and looking at Orban's record, I don't see it's going past first round. I reckon it's going to be a hard night for Boile.
Boile.
And Orban's going to knock him out.
Great. I agree. I think Orban will get the win, whether that's submission, knockout, TKO. I think Orban will get it. I'll be back now. Yeah?
All right.
I got a few of you. Be back now.
All right.
Ooh, Wally, bonjour, Zachary Adon.
And we are back.
Yeah, how do you say your last name?
How do you think we say it?
Either Riordan or Riordan.
The second one's right.
Much simpler than I thought then. Right, well, right, where were we? Urban Elliott.
Yeah, we predicted that. It's not like Josh Reed and Depepe.
Depepe. How do you say it?
Depepe.
Right, okay.
That's
Josh Reed. Cage
Warriors, title challenger. Came short. Just saying, I thought he won. I thought it should have been stopped. Nathaniel Wood was almost out on his feet. He got knocked down to the fence 3 times for that first round. He just turned Josh around, hit him with like 4 uppercuts and he got stopped. So in my opinion, Josh Reed won that. But it looked like Josh lost confidence in his game plan after he lost against Nathaniel, which Nathaniel now has went on to been unbeaten since. And he's like 15, 16 to 3 now in the UFC.
Yeah. You know,
finishing tough people in the UFC as well, so.
Yeah. After his fight against Nathaniel Wood, you know, he went on a 3-fight losing streak, you know, against Brian Bulan, Scott Malone. And but it shows like the level of competition he's fighting, you know. Nathaniel Wood, top 10 in the UFC, I think.
Scott Malone, he's in top 15.
Oh, is he not?
No, he's challenging. I think his next fight is going to be either top 15 or top 10.
But he's had tons of hype in the UFC.
Yeah, he's finished 3 really good people, to be fair to him.
Yeah.
And then you've got like Brian Bulan, then he lost to, which is up there in the talk for a title shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got Scott Malone, who's fighting for the belt.
Yeah, on the same day.
Yeah, and then he just fought Rory Evans, which...
Yeah.
Looking at his record, like 1-3, don't think he's good. But what people are saying, like
he's 7-3.
What?
Rory Evans. Oh, he's 1-3. Yeah, no, ignore me.
Yeah, Rory Evans went unbeaten amateur, which is obviously really good.
Yeah.
Then he's 1-3 now in pro, but he comes to fight, and he trains with he's Brett John's main sparring partner, like for grappling.
Is it?
So you know he's good.
Yeah. I saw in the lead up to the fight with Josh Reed. You know, Chris Reese was big in Rory up, so.
Yeah, but then you know Josh Reed is good when he submitted him at just under 2 minutes.
And he's better than his grappling partner. It just goes to show.
And Brett is saying Rory gives him one of the hardest spars.
Yeah. That's fair.
So, you just know his ground game's good. That Rory Evans, you know, Josh Reed is still up there. I know he's when he could. I reckon he's gonna go back to his old game plan, come full out punching. I reckon he's gonna get the Pepe, and I reckon he's gonna win by decision.
Yeah, but then again, the Pepe, you know, he's fought some good competition. His loss is coming
Jack
from
Shaw.
Jack Shaw. He's only had 2 losses, I don't know who Leron Murphy is, but you know, he's fought a few Cage Warrior fights.
Yeah.
And now coming back against Josh Reed. It's gonna be an interesting fight. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I reckon it's gonna go to the 4-15.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got
Chris Edwards,
Josh Abraham.
Yeah.
Again, another decision win for any of them. They're both grapplers, like groundwork, and Josh Abraham's got good, like he can fight off his back, got triangle chokes and all that. But Chris Edwards durable, as we see, like you weren't tapping to that Kimura.
No, yeah.
I think the ref just stopped it because it's safety, something like that.
Is it? I don't know. I heard in the commentary it was something to do with like a verbal tap. But yeah, it was very tight. You could see.
Yeah. I think the ref stepped in because I think the ref like probably thought he pulled his shoulder. But
that's
the thing with refs these days. Like, they can't do subs.
Yeah.
Like, they either pull the sub off too early or too late.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's but, messed,
it's, yeah. They're there for the protection of the fighter.
Yeah. But then it's arguable, like, they're there for the protection, but then if you're a fighter, you should be tapping if you want to stay safe, really.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, looking at Chris's record, you know, he's never strayed away from a tough fight.
He's probably the veteran of Wales, like, the most fights.
Yeah. Yeah, arguably.
You're also looking at, after that fight, the prediction from Jumping Edge, yeah? So, prediction decision, I reckon. It's going to go to the decision, and I reckon Chris could pull it, but you don't know yet. I haven't seen a lot of that, Josh.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of him. I've heard of him, but...
I watched his fight for Steve Amable, and... it went a distance. I just remember Josh won the first round, but then he just got conquered out second and third. Like, mixed up the shots, good. So,
yeah, fair enough.
And we got Phil Wells against
Jamie Richardson.
Yeah, no, that's the rematch. I think is it a third?
Yeah,
third or second?
I know they fought at least once before.
Yeah, I know, it's the second one. And
I'll be back now. Right. Yeah. Alright, see you soon. Ta-ra. Sorry, my friend. Oh, that's gotta work.
Right. So you fought Phil Wells, Cage Warriors 99 beat Phil Wells with
Fair.
I actually remember seeing this on Facebook.
I don't think I've seen it. I know I was there in Cage Warriors 97 when Aaron Khalid got him in the choke. And, you know, Aaron Khalid, he's co-main in the card for good competition. So, you know, shows.
But Jamie has a tough weight cut against Aaron Khalid. If you watch the weigh-ins, like, I don't know if I watched it now, for KM97, it looked like that Jamie struggled to stand up.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah, so... the weight cut could be bad, but he's already beat Phil Wells, so could he do it again?
Yeah, as he's said, got that confidence over him.
I've never watched a Phil Wells fight, and I watched Jamie against Aaron Khalid.
Yeah, same. I don't know much about Phil Wells.
Yeah, so I'm not going to predict that because I don't want to be too thing then. Like,
yeah,
I don't know him too much to predict the fight. But then we go to Redmond and McKenna, the main card, starting with a bang.
Yeah, exactly.
McKenna's last fight came short for a decision, but I had her 2-1.
I had a 2-1 as well, against the Segni.
Yeah, and I reckon McKenna's, she's only 19, and she's fighting a really tough person in Redmond, or a woman in Redmond.
Yeah. She's only had one pro fight, but... and two amateurs, but within them two amateurs, you know, that's the IMAF European Championships, and which she won.
Yeah,
so it just goes to show.
First round punches, and then decision.
Yeah. I think
it doesn't say her age, so she could be young, she could be old.
Yeah, I'm not sure about her age. But I know Corey McCann's been in is it California with Team Alpha Male with Uriah Faber for this.
There's a lot of pad work as well. Where
yeah.
If the strike was a little bit better, it'd have been 100% a decision win to McCann in the last fight. But yeah. It could have been a strike and I let her down when it was up.
Yeah.
Fair then, enough. Like, you think, like, McCann is only a 2-1 pro and all that, but she went 6-0 as an amateur.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she went 1, like, she went like 2-0 as an amateur, and she lost against.
Yeah.
And could it like knock her confidence down? I don't reckon it would, because she's still young and all that. And I reckon she could she'll grind out a decision win.
Yeah, funnily enough though, 61% of people on Topology think Fanny Redmond's gonna win. So it's interesting.
That could just be.
I got McKenna to win by decision. Yeah,
McKenna to win.
Yeah,
100%. People could only get, like, people could be hyping that Redmond up, like, oh, 1-0, she's got this.
Yeah.
And like, McKenna, oh, she's 2-1, she's already lost. Nah, she's not going to win this.
Yeah.
Then, moving on to probably one of the fights of the night, knock of the night, obviously.
Yeah.
Mason Jones and Desmay.
Yeah, that's going to be a war.
Desmay's not scared of a war as well, because he's got knockout power in both his hands. His hooks are up there with the best. It's quite close range, and like if you look at his people, he's fought like he's been a fight December 8th, Cage Wars 100, the Viola Arena where Cage Wars 104 is against Paddy Pimblett.
Yeah,
and Paddy pokes his hand. He had a cancelled bout against Joe Herbert, which is fighting for the belt now.
Yeah.
He beat Aidan Lee, which fought for the belt, got all the way to the Grand Prix, and now he's fighting Bellator Newcastle.
Yeah, fair.
So, and then... So,
goes to show his level of experience and how he's fought, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and then Mason Jones, and obviously we've seen his striking, like, he was down in that fight. In the first and it was the first round fitness, but I reckon for 3 minutes and like 50 seconds, he was down. He just turned around and just he's got that one punch quitter in him, which he
too good. Yeah, as soon as that knee hit, you know that I think he was Polish, wasn't he?
Yeah, Polish Kasper Familia.
Channel
tried watching the vlogs, but they're all in Polish.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, as soon as that knee hit, you know, we could see something switched. And then, you know, Mason just capitalized on that.
Yeah. And like you were saying before, you watched Desmay's fights on YouTube and
his
cardio conquered out, isn't it? And when hits to your body, your gas tank goes down quicker and Mason Jones can just do that and expose his weakness and knock him out.
Yeah, you got to think as well. Like Brett, I know Mason Jones, he's good round everywhere. You know, he's had, I think, submission finishes.
Yeah,
two decisions.
One decision and the rest is power. Is knockouts.
Yeah. So,
but this won't go to the ground. This is going to be a second round or maybe first round knockout.
For
Mason Jones.
I'm saying Jones as well, but Desmay's power is something else.
Yeah, I reckon Mason Jones second round.
Yeah, I think Mason's going to get it. You know, he trains with what's his name as well, Jamie Hughes.
Good top class grappler.
Yeah, Polaris, isn't it? So if it does go to the ground. He's got the skill to
100%.
Yeah.
And then you got the co-main event.
Co-main event.
What is actually, this has got really hyped up now. Tom Austin coming back from his layoff since 2015 against the King, Khalid.
Aaron Khalid, yeah.
Yeah.
King versus Kong.
Absolutely. Like, the thing as well is Tom Mustard might be coming in much weaker. Like you said, like you talk about his power, but
yeah,
he's got older since 2015, and when you get older, you can't cut weight. So how he's gone from middleweight down to welterweight, he could lost all his power. You never know.
You said with his pads as well, didn't you? Speaking before the before this, you know, you said he just looked mediocre. Whereas Aaron Khalid, you know, his stand-up showed in his fight against Hakim Foss. You know, he rocked a world-class kickboxer in the second round of an MMA fight. So it shows the power and technique that Aaron has.
It's nice to start, like, Aaron can switch his game. If he's losing, like, let's say he goes, he's going into the third round, he can switch his game up on that, and it'll be a completely different game. Like,
maybe
his first round striking, his second round scrapping, his third round can just be something you've never seen before.
Yeah, and he still did it.
I reckon Aaron Klee's second round submission by a choke.
Yeah, his choke. You know, his chokes. I think I've seen him fight three times. All three have been finished by choke.
Yeah, he...
So...
He's also a champion as well. Adrenaline.
Adrenaline fight night champion, yeah.
As well, yeah. And you look at Freck with four losses. He's lost twice to
Ross Houston.
Ross Houston.
Yeah.
And I believe they both went decision, didn't they?
I think they did. Yeah, yeah. He lost twice to unanimous.
I don't believe. Wait, let me double check this before I say it. just two unanimous decisions.
Yeah. You know, and like the people he trains with, Mason Jones, Liu Long, you know, that world class.
Yeah, like, Liu Long, Bellator fighter.
Yeah, exactly. And his camp as well. So,
Matt Academy. Also, Mason Jones is going to lost sparring with. So, he could be getting Mason Jones' ground game up, but Mason Jones is getting his standing up.
Yeah. That's like a lot of things now with Welsh MMA. Everyone's coming together. You know, UFC fighters, Brett Johns, you know, is working with Jack Shaw. Chris Reese Academy is working with Tulare Academy. So, it just...
Do you mean Tulare Combat?
Yeah, same thing, isn't it?
And then, prediction's done. So, the 135 bantamweight belt online for the main event.
Main Jack event.
Shaw against Scott.
Wales versus Scotland.
Boom. Tank versus the Boom Boom. So,
it'll be interesting. No, obviously, we're looking at this from a buyer standpoint. But...
Oh, 100%. I'm sorry. Scott lost it. Jack Shaw's won. Jack Shaw's won.
You're the biggest Jack Shaw fanboy going.
Jack Shaw's won, I'm telling you.
Right, but on... Yeah, no, it's deserved, though. You know, what Jack Shaw's done.
I'm trying not to be biased. Scott Malone's got judo, but Jack Shaw's got better striking, better wrestling, better ground game. Scott Malone's... Malone. Can't you say it?
Scott Malone.
I don't think... beat Jack. And you gotta look, Scott Malone hasn't fought. Sorry, mate. Scott Malone hasn't fought as much talent as Jack has in the way. Jack's fought UFC veteran Vaughn Lee, the person that got hyped up way too much, and everyone was saying Jack won't be able to beat him in any aspect. Mike, I can tell you.
Yeah, you know, everyone is saying he was like the best wrestler.
Pepe was unbeaten, and he beat him. Wesley Meyer in one day. And Meyer weighed like probably 100% better. Like he didn't even have to wait to cut that Meyer.
I think it was a featherweight. It was a featherweight bout, but Jack Shaw weighed in at bantamweight, didn't he?
Yeah, Jack made bantam.
Yeah.
And then
I think the biggest challenge of Scott's career so far has been Josh Reed in terms of MMA. And he beat him in the first round, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's like that style difference. Like,
when an arm bar's in, you're not getting out of it. You're going to break
it. It's very tough. Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you looked, fair play to Scott. That was really tight. He had really good technique. Yeah. But if Josh tried moving even more, he'd have broke his arm. So, fair play to the thing. But you got to look at Jack. Like, he's... IMMAF European Open Champion for 2015, 11 and no amateur, four people, like that Bulgarian person, not going to pronounce his name, beat him. And then, like, his pro fights, Tepepe, he was 6-0, Jack beat a lot of two people, does 2-0, and then he beat UFC veteran Von Lee, obviously, and then Maya Wednesday's notice.
Yeah.
And then manhandled probably one of the biggest prospects right now in the bantamweight, which is Mike Ekindayo.
Yeah, everyone was saying Mike Ekindayo was like the best wrestler in Europe. And like it's like a testament to Jack Shaw's wrestling and his grappling, because you know, there's only one time within the fight where he was in any sort of trouble, and that he got him in butterfly guard and sweeped him and straight back on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's on a 22 fight win streak, which is like unheard of.
Yeah. If you unless Khabib, but let's not take anything away from Jack Shaw. He's probably the best in the world right now. For the bantamweight.
One of the best bantamweights at the moment, yeah.
He'd beat TJ Dillashaw. Yeah, but anyway.
Even
yeah.
if he was on EPO.
Even. Cejudo will finish him in 30 seconds. Jack could finish him in half of that. So,
Fair enough.
You're looking at our main event, Scott Malone. Not taking anything off him. He is a legit contender for the belt. He's worked hard to do it. Especially like, everyone he's like fighting is like a full-time MMA fighter. Right? Yeah. He's actually got a job. He's a scaffolder, so lifting stuff all day and then going training, you're obviously going to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And like, especially if he's weight cutting now and he's going to work, that's going to take everything out of you, just lifting and weight cutting. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to affect him in some way, but they're both in it to win it and...
Yeah,
Jack Shaw fourth round by elbows.
But where do you see Jack Shaw going after this fight?
It's going to be the clinch. There's going to be a lot of clinching.
Yeah.
But I reckon Jack's elbows and knees will put a threat to Scott. Scott won't go in the clinch. And Jack could... I reckon Jack would be able to take him down. People saying he can't, but like every person says Mike Ekindayo is too strong for him to get him down. He took Mike Ekindayo down like he weren't even like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
Straight up took him down. So I reckon Jack Shaw.
Yeah. What about after the fight? Where do you see him heading? Is he UFC bound or do you reckon he'll stay in the Cage Warriors division for a while?
He's UFC material. He'll beat most UFC top 15 people 100%.
Yeah.
Like there's rumour to be a Cage Warriors Cardiff in September, so wherever
you... I've heard October. I heard October.
I'm not saying a name just in case I get in trouble, but I heard September.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but...
Yeah.
I heard Cage Warriors. But, I might be wrong. I probably am wrong. Maybe I'm not really wrong.
For one more fight, because if he does, he gets to keep his belt if he wants to do it. But then you got to look at, like, Graham Boylan...
Cage Warriors president.
His manager, he's probably going to go, all right, you can keep the belt. You've done enough because like, he sells like 1,000 a ticket a day.
A fight, yeah.
1,000 tickets a fight, so.
Yeah.
He's done enough for Cage Warriors, so I reckon Cage Warriors.
Scott, I don't know if it was Scott Malone's interview with John Sloan or whether it was with Dan Hardy for the face-to-face, but he said Jack Shaw was the poster boy for Cage Warriors and UK MMA at the moment, so it just goes to show how much Jack Shaw like is valued to Cage Warriors.
Yeah, like he's getting caught a bit of Spanish BJJ black belt. He's like 9-0 as he finished. It was a Hakim Foss or someone by a dance choke. Someone big in the thing, and like, he's called Jack out for ages. So if Jack does it, I reckon he'll fight him.
Is it?
Person's calling him out.
Fair. Bradley. There's a lot on the line. Hopefully April 27th.
Yeah. There's a
belt. I can see it now.
Scott and a belt to keep for Jack. So,
yeah.
Belt on the line. 135, the king of the division. And whoever wins is going to the UFC, I reckon, because they've been like sharing a lot of like the promotion and stuff like that since this fight's got announced.
Yeah. So,
I reckon whoever wins is off to the UFC and let's hope that's Jack.
Let's hope. I think regardless, though, if Jack Shaw loses, you know...
If he loses, he still might get the call up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. you know, Jack, it's not like Jack's an undefeated MMA fighter, but that doesn't mean he's never lost before. You know, he's done amateur boxing, stuff like that. So he knows the feeling, and he doesn't want to feel that again. I think he said that in the face to face with Dan Hardy.
I think he said on every interview, like, as well as amateur boxing, I think people don't appreciate how much his striking's came on
with
his wrestling.
Especially working, like, how much he's worked. You know, he trains, like, what is it, 3-4 times a day every week.
Probably.
You know,
like,
Gary Lockett.
Like, he goes from Tulare down to Cardiff, like, down to Swansea with Brett and all that. Like, he trains a lot.
Yeah.
And you know he's doing good when he could do it full time, when it's like a title contender now, Scott Malone's still around the top. So you know Jack's doing good when he doesn't even have to have a job when he's doing what he's doing. He's doing his, like, he's basically doing his hobby as his job.
Yeah. That's the dream, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right, so
April 27th.
No, last prediction. All the while, right. Twice to win.
But as unbiased as I can be. Right. And April 27th, isn't it?
April 27th. Stay tuned. Yep. Cage Warriors Fight Pass.
Cage Warriors Fight Pass.
Jack's also got tickets if you want to message him. It's never too late.
Yeah.
Unless he's picked up like the same day. It might be really.
Yeah. I know Rowan Crockett has had 5 extra tickets.
He lost his last fight, didn't he?
Yeah, that was in Cage Warriors Academy where Oban made his pro debut. He lost the decision.
All right, we should keep the amateurs for a different time.
Yeah, agreed.
We'll give the pros a spotlight for today.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Cage Warrior, 104, 27th of April. And cut.
Your audio is much better this time.
Yeah, because I don't know why, but I think the Bluetooth on my laptop connected to my phone.
Is it?
With the mic on my laptop, and it sounded like I suffocated.
Yeah, when we were recording it, I thought, like, oh, his mic's, like, it's tripping. I was like, oh, it's probably just my, like, because I'm wearing, like, earphones. I'm probably like, oh, it's just them.
Yeah.
So.
Brian, anyway, thank you for coming on my podcast.
Oi, right. You're the duo, are you?
Yeah, I'm the CEO of... we're having Jack Shaw come on tomorrow.
Oh, is that?
No. That's the dream.
Legend. Yeah.
But John Sloan coming on soon.
Yeah, that should be good.
He said he'll help promote those things well when this goes live.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fair. He's a legend, man.
Absolute legend and respectful man.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you training tomorrow?
What day is it?
Thursday tomorrow. MMA.
Oh, yeah.
Double class?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
You as well?
Yeah. I don't think Scott's coming, though.
Oh, Scott.
How's Ethan? I know he hurt his finger, didn't he?
No idea. I haven't spoke to him in ages.
Is there?
He's probably bossing tonight.
Is there?
Yeah.
There you are, then.
All right,
see you soon.
Jack didn't join it. Said to Jack, join us halfway.
Huh?
I said to Jack, join us halfway. And he hasn't even joined. All right, anyway, I'll leave you going.
All right, see you soon.
See you in a bit. Thank you.
I'll make the thumbnail. I'll send it to you now.
Yeah, right. Make sure you put Jack's show in there.
All right, we'll do.
All right, bye.
All right, ciao.